Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
You, I mean, not everyone's going to like you.
No.
And someone's going to hold a grudge against you.
Yeah.
And you have to really, like, center yourself in why you like that person without listening to other people.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh my gosh, well, we had to go old school because we tend to get drunk on this podcast and then we mad scramble to set up and it's never right. So, oh, someone's walking in as we are recording.
The script.
Oh, the script.
Oh my gosh, she's so good. I don't even know. Do I have to give her my whole bank account?
Yep.
Oh, God damn.
Profits of late night
she
life.
She even separated them?
Thank you, Angel.
Oh, shit, Olivia, you are so hired. You know what?
Natalie, look what else she brought you.
Yeah, I know. You don't. She brought me Tom's Sky Pizza. You don't need to go to school because you have a job. You have a job right here
is
at the cabinet.
Is the stapler right there, sweetheart?
Yeah.
I mean, I know. School is over. Oh, there. Okay, now we're almost set up. This is a lot of minutiae for the podcast to hear. Oh, okay. My husband's going to turn off the air conditioning on this floor. That's a stapler of our script. You want me to staple yours or no?
No.
Okay. So
I like to throw them on the floor when they're gone.
I know you do. I don't even use it. Mine just falls early. Wow, this is a big outfit.
Yeah, I can't see myself.
What?
I can see you. That's what matters.
Okay, you can't see yourself at all?
No, but why do I need to see myself?
So today
you'll tell me if I have a booger.
You see how they're all starting to talk? Am I the right one?
Oh, that's all them talking?
Countdown is on. Yeah, they've been talking since 1:30.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's today at 8 p.m., so you can
Wait,
see the comments.
They've been drinking
Six,
since 1?
No, talking. Yeah. 10:30, 10, like last night they were talking.
I love
today,
that.
Today, the countdown is on.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yes.
They've already started. All of our people, it's Thursday, which means this is launching tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Your boobs look fake. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and this is launching tomorrow, and this is the last This is the last Late Night Live of May.
I would ask him to turn off the air.
Oh, no. Someone's getting fired. Here's the phone. Call him. Yeah, it's the last. We're going to get rid of this fan sound in a second.
But that's okay.
Last Late Night Live of May, it has been a wild ride. It has been every single Thursday night, the wildest parties. One just keeps getting better after the other, and now we're excited to start June. And I guess we can tell our podcast people, we don't like to, like, really advertise our marketing power until we know for sure, but...
Sorry, marketing power.
Whatever.
Our marketing secrets?
Yeah, secrets.
Or you mean marketing... What, the
lure,
product.
The lure.
I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Okay, good.
That we are going to be having Thunder Down Under in June on our Late Night
and
Live.
And that's 100%.
No, that's why I'm saying usually we don't say it until it's 100%. But I know for a fact within 4 weeks.
We say shit all the time. We also just told them we're getting nail polish, which we're not.
I was looking at suppliers in Canada, and I think that we can do it.
Sounds like someone's peeing.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. They already agreed to it for this week, but we wanted to bump it to June so we had something to look forward to and so that we could properly market it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting for that.
Yeah, that is.
And we're going to make nail polish.
Okay.
And we're going to make makeup.
I like that idea, too.
They're both great.
I think that's a great idea considering that it's still... We have had makeup done... so many times, and it's still not easy.
No, it's really not easy to achieve the look that it seems so simple when you watch a makeup artist do. And the crazy thing is that Hassan is self-taught. He didn't go to school for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like knowing how to cook, knowing your directions, knowing to be a makeup artist. Jermaine?
I don't know what you mean. I don't got much to say today.
Well,
I'm just going to sit here and meditate.
Just did you have the sub for dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I ordered pizza for the kids.
Yeah.
And then I ordered a pizza for me, and I ate too much, and I'm bloated. I don't know if
I'm
going
to be able to do that. Wait, you ordered pizza for you, and then you ordered pizza for the kids. Got it. What kind of pizza did you order for you?
Green olives, onions, tomato slices, and green pepper.
Green olives. Good. From Domino's?
No.
Fuck you.
Well, it's not on Uber Eats.
You can call, and they'll deliver it to you.
I don't make calls. No, there'll be no talking. No social interaction.
You can do it online, and then you save the store. You save the store all the money. Uber Eats is a big ripoff. They don't make a lot of money, Natalie. You know this. They are very bad at not being.
Did you go pick up your sub?
And then you know what chaps my ass? Yeah, I'll tell you.
What chaps your ass?
They take 30. So then at the end of it, they go like, do you want to donate to the restaurant? 100% of your donation goes to the restaurant. I'm like, you assholes. You take like what highest rates, like 40% or something of the or whatever they're doing. And then they have fees on top of that, which we pay like $6, sometimes $10.
Why do the restaurants do it if they're not making any money? Just to stay alive?
I think they have to move... number one, have to move product.
Okay.
Number two, it's like a demand. And if you're not on it, you're probably... It's like advertising. So when people are on it...
You'll get replaced.
Yeah. And I think that number three, they... I don't know if there's options. It's like you've been bullied into the market and everyone calls and it, like you, if you're not on Uber Eats, I'm not ordering.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, when I can, I definitely support the people.
Well, now that it even though it's COVID, I was in a rush to order pizza for 12 people.
Listen, I'm not judging you.
People.
I'm not judging you at all. I would do what's easiest too. I just think Uber, you're not a dick bag. Uber Eats is a dick bag. Unless they sponsor us, then you know what? They are. and they
also,
never have.
You know, I was trying to try a new pizza place because I want to give new people opportunities. I think we always resort to the same ones,
right.
You know? And because I haven't found like a pizza I love, 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 I was going to try something else. And then it was just too confusing. So then I just went to Pizza Nova.
Hey ho. So listen, nothing has changed other than we've got a lot of ideas going.
But also, well, actually, we do have something to talk about because we have decided since our last podcast, like, you know, we've been doing webinars to help share our knowledge. And then we've also been doing masterminds to help people elevate their business and kick their asses in gear so that they can really start things. People are doing better.
Which we didn't set out to do.
No.
We didn't know that they would get that from that.
Yeah.
But we fell into that and we tried that and then that worked.
And they're just inspired by us. And they're like, if you guys can do it and you have these ideas, I want to do it too.
And they're doing it.
They really are doing it. You know what? It's like it's having somebody. You feel like they're watching over you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you feel like, you know, it's not just you. And sometimes people just need some accountability to be able to get started. And a lot of our students have had their best months yet. And they're just so excited. And they're like, honestly, I was about to shut down my business. But then I took this course and now I'm like, I'm so excited. Sales are going. I'm feeling awesome about marketing and all that. So we're kind of like the Cat and Nap brand is like, it's a lot about a lot of fun and funny and outrageous and late night live and live shows and all of that stuff. And the business kind of doesn't fit perfectly into that because if someone's really coming for their business, they trust us because they know us, but then they don't need to hear a bunch of goofy
right
in right. between. It's business. I mean, it's delivered to them in a really easy, like a comprehensible easy, way
right.
from friendly people.
Yes.
But it's different than the rest of the content that we produce. So we are now trying to come up with the name and where, you know, the Mom Trees podcast was always designed to be a business podcast.
Yes.
So that's what the Instagram is, but we're looking to come up with a name and, you know, because it's basically like a school, but not a school, not a traditional school. And it's a school of how to grow your online digital business and from the experience that we can share.
Yeah, and if you're not ready to do that yet, we have webinars that are just awaiting for you come and knock in, you know?
So
like
easy.
Waiting
you
for
know,
you
I
to...
I would even say, like, some of those webinars, even if you don't have a business, but you've heard about this thing, this marketing thing called Facebook and Instagram ads, and for, what was it, like... When the people first, when I was $39.99, it's going to be what?
$49.99.
You can learn.
A side of ass.
In a side of ass, you can learn all about ads. And then you just have that knowledge.
They told you, in a side of ass.
Ads. And then you can ads.
Ads.
And also, like, if you have teenage kids or kids in your 20s and they're going to be working, going into the workforce, like, that's such a great course for them to, like, a boot camp.
Oh my God.
The Cat and Nat ass kicking boot camp.
I kind of agree. Like,
it's kind of a boot camp.
It's an inspirational boot camp in a way that
we're working out, which we're not.
Yeah, no, it's an inspirational boot camp.
Mm.
You know,
yeah. Business boot camp, BB, big B's, double B's.
Yeah, business boot. If you have a name for us,
yeah,
we're like racking our brain. Like it, we. I love
Unschool.
I do, but then I'm like, we're not really school because we hate school.
Unschool, unadopt,
and then we're like. Are we like, you know, what I liked, Straight Up Media, but we can't because we have a friend who owns Straight Up Health, you know?
Oh, there's so definitely like,
tricky.
There's definitely things like that, you know, like.
Like what?
Like things like Straight Up. Like I always look at, what are they called? The words, and you want to find another word for that word.
A synonym?
Synonym, yeah. I look up synonyms.
Okay, what were the synonyms?
Well, I didn't cinnamon it, but we could cinnamon
we
it.
We should cinnamon it. Yeah. What was it? Straight shooting.
Straight shooter kind of reminds
that sounds like
penis ejaculation.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
God, I'm fucking this up. Then it sounds like... No, what am I doing? I'm backwards. No!
And hardcore business.
Then that's porn.
Hardcore porn.
That's total porn.
We should actually be strategic with the names that if it's Googled, it comes up.
No, we don't want to be porn stars.
No, all the porn stars are looking to grow their business. You know
no,
what I mean?
Not porn. Or like, yeah, okay, porn. Like, you know, food porn and like business
yeah.
porn.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I bet it would take off. But I know
people. Why'd you call it that? Because we know people Google porn a lot.
Wait, and then you get your visa, and we cause so many fucking divorces. What is business porn, Cat Nat? What? It's just a bit of
oh
business
my God,
porn.
That's
it's
so
not that
funny.
Big of a deal.
Yeah.
Business porn.
Yeah. I like it.
B porn. What is that?
Yeah.
Mom
yeah.
B porn.
Yeah. My business porn.
My business porn. Wow, I like that
X-rated
idea.
X-rated business school. X-rated.
Triple X. Triple
X. My daughter, does she not know I'm working?
Hello?
Taylor, you know that I'm working.
Oh, bye.
Call daddy. That went well.
She's like, that, did she want to sleep over or something?
No. She's just calling to figure out, like, how, you know.
Life.
She's not home, so.
Of course she's not.
No.
Call daddy.
Why would you call me first?
Call dad. Listen, call daddy.
Yeah, mommy does things outside of the house. Daddy doesn't. So you'd actually be better off to call daddy.
You know what? That's what they all say.
Call daddy.
Call your big daddy. So we're looking at an umbrella of that, and we're looking for names, and we think that under that umbrella, we can put all kinds of fun intellectual reporting.
Yeah.
And intellect, all kinds of IP property.
IP property. And honestly, the people who have taken, and even the webinars, are like, I learned more in that 1 hour than I have ever about this topic, because you spoke, everything was so easy to understand. And
totally.
I gained so much knowledge. Every time I say knowledge, I think of head.
I don't.
Every time. I must have known someone who always referred to it as knowledge.
I agree.
And like, what is that about knowledge? Give me knowledge. What do you even...
It's just a new term.
It's not new.
What?
Oh, no. This is like from when I was like in high school. Knowledge.
I need to Google when this came about.
Knowledge. No, it's definitely not new.
Like, not that old, though.
Yeah, like when I was young.
Giving me knowledge. Giving me knowledge. Hi. Hold on. English in simple... that is not coming up. Blow jobs.
Then why is it called head?
Blow jobs. Because you suck the head of the penis.
Oh, don't you suck the shaft too?
I mean, you don't have to.
You can just suck on the nubbin?
Basically, you can do that.
So that's exciting. We've sold out of every single piece of merchandise that we tie-dyed, and now obviously we're looking to other opportunities. We're very, very interested in the idea of our daughters helping out with creating clothes that are flexible for lots of people to wear.
What's that dictionary called? Urban dictionary.
Yeah. And so we have that on the go. We are also realizing that, a lot of people aren't good at, online shopping and, choosing what they want. But when they see someone they know and trust...
2005. It's been around since 2005.
Fair. 15 years.
Whoa, that's a long time.
If you have someone you trust tell you where to get it... And
I've got another one for you.
All right, go.
Skull fucking.
Ew.
Blowjobs.
That's disgusting. Skull fucking?
Disgusting.
If someone ever is like, could you give me a skull fuck? I would fucking crack their skull.
Skull fucking.
Yeah, that's gross. So when we, when we put out these tie-dyes, everyone knows that tie-dyes are out there, but people, you go on like Nordstrom stuff, sometimes these sweatshirts are like $130 or more.
Do you want to play a fun game?
Okay.
There are trending.
Yes.
Urban Dictionary.
Yep.
As of today.
Okay.
I don't know what this one is, but let's take, I hope she sees this, bro.
That's all you say?
Yes.
I hope she sees this, bro?
Yes.
I hope she sees this, bro. He's got a boner?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
That's all it is. It's trending words.
Oh. I hope she sees this, bro.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A statement made by men on social media to address another man who they perceive to be sucking up to women.
Okay.
It's assumed... by men who use a statement that the man in question isn't being truthful about what he's saying. Rather, he's just trying to appease the woman.
And it's not a brown noser and it's not a tryhard?
I don't know him. But if
wait, don't know the answers?
No, that was the definition.
What's the word, though?
I hope you see him, man.
Oh, I thought it was a new one. I hope she sees this man. Meaning, hope she sees through this?
Yes.
Okay.
That was funny.
Yeah. Right. I thought you were onto something new. I thought you didn't know what it was.
No, that was it.
Okay, more.
Okay. Pedosexuality. I'm not sure about this one.
Are you sure it's not pano?
Pedo.
Oh, God. It's people who like young children.
Something that is used by pedophiles to try and be... No, we're not doing that
one. No, we don't
have that one. Nope. That one skipped.
Nope.
Forgery.
Like catfishing?
Something that is... No. I'm gonna... Okay.
Yeah.
Catch the fade.
Oh, I just got a new fresh haircut.
It is mainly used to call out another in a fight.
Catch the fade.
You catch the fade. Okay, want me to give you an example?
Sure.
Here you go. Catch the fade. Catch the fade, dude. Like, you know what? You're being a dickbag. Move on.
Do we call the strippers?
No, why?
Well, I don't know. It's Thursday.
Wait, call them right now.
No, have we told them? I guess
I'm sure they're
ongoing. Yeah.
Swing a dead cat.
Swing a dead cat. So I was trying to pick up this girl and I it wasn't working for me. I just swing a dead cat.
It's relating the quantity or frequency of something in terms of whether you would hit that if you swung a dead cat. Could you hit that if you swung a dead cat? Maybe sexually?
These are
very weird.
These are weird. But before you know it, they'll probably become just straight up top.
I want to see what this one is. Oh, wow. Gaping.
Gaping.
Yeah.
Like a big old vagina.
It's actually anal. It's all about anal.
Anal. A gaping anus?
Gaping, yeah, something often used in anal pornography. Mm-hmm.
Ew. Anal pornography.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, no.
You want to know, this is dirty.
Oh, I want to know.
Okay. Something's inserted into someone's anus, and then it's removed, and they show it. So they can see the inside of the gate. They can see that's, you know, this is not like normal.
Particles?
No, you can see the whole open anus in porn.
How did it stay open?
Because they inserted something. Your ass stays open for a bit after anal sex.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it takes a bit to go back.
What if it's like an empty tube and you can look into the anus? Right? You know what I mean?
Dude.
Like a hollow, like a toilet paper roll.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
I don't know. This is crazy that I don't know. These are like, you know, who makes these? And then how do they get in? Can anyone add an Urban Dictionary?
I think so. Yeah.
Is it like Wikipedia?
It's got to be, because that sounds crazy.
Are you reading our show
they
notes?
Just weren't in the right order.
Oh, fuck.
That's okay. It was easy because of the timing.
I wonder if mine's in the right
order. I love how Bo keeps us, like, when we do podcasting and we come to our studio, she comes.
I don't even know she's there, just so you know.
That's so cute that she just, and she's sitting on sequins. That can't be comfortable.
She doesn't care. She just wants to be part of the fam jam.
Oh, man. So, guys, Kat and I are really hoping that some restrictions are lifted so we could run away and be together. And live till death do us part.
I'm so over. I know we're not supposed to complain, but like, I'm just like, you know, in this time, what are people gonna, like, they're gonna be like, they kept people in their houses and could go nowhere.
Yeah.
And everything was closed.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even, like, you couldn't even go near people. Like, children in schools had to stay in circles drawn on the floor. And
is that going to happen?
I mean, they've started it in Vancouver and stuff.
Well, I'm not going there.
So they sit in circles with limited children in the classroom, and they have to walk. And I feel like I'm living.
Twilight Zone?
They've done movies about it, and here we are.
Yeah, I feel like the people that live on Mars are like those idiots. Yeah, and you know what's so funny is that one of my kids' teachers finally figured out how to host Zoom calls. So she's like, for the month of June, we'll be hosting 2 a week. It's not, you don't need to come.
School's over, babe.
I'm like, dude, really? And she's like, it's not mandatory, but you know, it's the one kid that won't miss it.
That's really great for him.
Yeah, it actually is good for
him. That's really great for him.
Because he's going to actually feel like it's all worth it because he can see her validation, you know, that she sees he's there. And
I am physically at a loss for how I'm coping each day. I'm actually flabbergasted that everyone's doing this. I'm actually, like, just so amazed that there's so many
people that are complying.
I am shocked.
I totally agree.
That it's like...
It is crazy.
I'm glad for, you know, things and people and the things, but I know the people elected and I don't know, they're just popular people who got there. I mean, the doctors, yeah, they worked hard for that, but like the other people are just popular people who are making decisions for everyone, and it's just one guy who stands there and makes decisions. I just really...
Are you excited for tonight?
I would just like to see everyone, and I'd like to... You know what? They need to open up the doors so we can hear what they're talking about because they know more than they're saying.
Yeah, and it's our right now to know.
So they need to tell us now, like, okay, full transparency, this is what we're worried about. You know, like, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
This is the economy situation.
Yeah.
This is, like, they just need to let... We need to stop this, like, 15-minute speech of our lives, and this is going on for another 3... Pardon? You know what I mean?
Dude.
Because it's not just one reason they're doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totes my goats.
And I'm not being a conspiracy.
I actually want to hear more conspiracy theories. I haven't really listened to many of them. I'm totally down for it.
So many conspiracy.
I'm down for that. I think that at least makes it interesting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Okay, so one is, you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
One is, I could be a little fuzzy on the details, but
I know the Bill Gates one.
Okay, so this one is that China creates someone in Edmonton.
Edmonton?
Yeah, she's a spy.
Oh,
now, yeah. She also worked in a, now she's like, I have nothing to do with this and I'm all over the internet. Anyways, she she worked in a Chinese lab.
A labradoodle?
Labradoodle.
Yes.
And apparently they've created this virus and it didn't mean to get out, but it got out. But someone had something to do with in Winnipeg. Okay. And anyways, they somehow released this, okay?
Can't believe she's not assassin.
So that they could screw the economy.
Ooh, yeah.
So
more.
That they could get on top, like so they could actually organize themselves to dominate.
Who,
like
China?
Yeah, the world.
To dominate the world.
Yeah. So like they
kind of do dominate the world, don't they already?
They disabled the economy. Like they basically were like, we are gonna officially like wipe this out. And then
that's why Trump's so pissed. He's like, fuck you guys. I want this. I want it to be good.
Here's where it gets tricky.
Great, my arms feel like my boobs. Perfect.
There was some American and Chinese agreement.
Yeah.
And Trump apparently knew about this a long time ago.
What, to do it?
Know that this was coming, but they wanted to get the agreement signed before. It was like a trade. Guys, this is like not even true. I'm not sure. I'm just going here, apparently.
No, I like it when you tell me stories.
Okay, so they wanted to get this agreement signed.
Yes.
So they ignored it, and it was getting signed like January 16th or February.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept being like, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Until the agreement was signed.
Yes.
And he had to make like, there's nothing wrong.
Yes.
And then once the agreement was signed,
yes,
he kept, then shit went off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why China was keeping it super quiet, too.
Right.
So they both wanted to keep it super quiet, so there wasn't.
What is the thing they signed?
A trade, some agreement about.
So it's signed.
I mean, I knew we need a producer. Okay. We need a, you know what?
No, it's better this way.
It has been signed. It was signed, and then shit broke off the rails.
So China has what they want.
And America has what they want.
Well, there we go. Now let's get back to work.
And where Canada falls in this, I don't know.
We're just bystanders like the rest of the Europeans, you know?
I don't know.
We're all just hanging by a thread. I want something exciting to happen. I want like your phone to ding and us be like, ow! I feel good. Na 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 na.
I knew that I would now. Do we look really dark all of a sudden again?
I can't see anything.
So weird. I'm gonna bring it closer. No, what's exciting is I'm super motivated to figure out leaving for a month. I would leave for 3 months if I could, but feasibly it's not feasible just monetarily, because how rentals work is if you want to be close to anywhere outside of the city in the summertime, if it was the middle of winter, it would be cheap AF, but the minute you hit it in the nice weather, because the season in Toronto is like a blink of an eye. Like, you're like, well, that was a nice summer, and it's July 30th, and then it can be freezing in August. Like, it can be so cold in August, so you have to really, like,
It's not going to be, though.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Summer is, like,
now
so precious. It's like, you, like, take it, and you, like,
what are you looking at? I was, like, doing that sound.
Are you bored?
You know, it just feels good.
I don't want to bore you. Tell me something exciting. You tell me something
I was thinking we should do a shot in a little bit. That would be fun.
I did say I wasn't going to get drunk till the start of the show.
And that was a bad idea.
No, I don't know if it's anyone's... You know...
What?
Lindsay got mad at me.
Yeah, but I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Well, she was really mad at me. She talked to me the next day.
No.
Yes, she did. And she was like, I just was really shocked. And I was like, well, I'm not a dick bag, but I... and then I'm like, I don't mean to be naughty, but... You know,
either way, right. It's funny. And secondly,
I can be a drunk dick bag.
Yeah, no, because here's what happened. You did it, so you'll never do it again.
I might.
I know you wouldn't.
He was boring.
I know he was.
And I'm sorry, it was rude, but I was done.
So what? This is your show.
Okay, good. I mean, you know, when you start talking about a sister, I'm like, you know what? I'm not here to talk about your sister.
Although a sister is really the juiciest part.
I understand.
Okay, but honestly, like, we told him to take his shirt off. He didn't. Then he was gone, and he never took it off for us.
Then he was gone. You know,
I asked him twice.
Part of me borderlines on, like, you know, like being like, fuck it, it's my life. Like,
yes, I know what you mean.
If I don't want someone, like, you know, like, if I'm feeling it, why am I censoring myself? Like, I'm not going to be rude, or, like, I'm not going to be rude in a way that's hurtful.
No.
I'm just going to kick you off. Like, that's not hurt. I'm not like, you're a loser. I'm just like, you know, I was just like, we're done.
Yes. And no, I don't, you know, I don't like this.
What?
Don't you dare hold back. It's like Sam said, people rely on this.
I know. And then Sam's like, Kat, you kind of have a reputation. I'm like, well, that's not a good thing either.
No, it is. And it's funny because, you know, even we, it's a new verb. It's called being Kyle Andrewd. His sister's not listening to our podcast. No.
Probably someone's going to go DM.
I know. Like, things are getting around, guys.
You're on the...
This world is so small, especially with the internet. Like, I got to tell you, and I know that these people don't listen to this, but...
Who? You know what?
Someone?
Someone's going to find it, and then they're going to send it. Sorry, Bodil. Sorry, baby girl.
Well, I'm just saying that there's someone that we were, like, internet crushing on, just for the sake of funness.
You know what? Your hair's too dark.
I know.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a fucking vampire.
It's not catchy.
I'm a fucking vampire.
It's not catchy. Yeah, it keeps trying to focus.
How do you think I feel? I'm a Muppet.
Your hair looks great.
I'm a Muppet.
Hair looks great now, today.
Right now
it looks great.
So, but listen. So,
sorry, yes.
We were internet crushing on this guy, and we tagged it because it's part of our game, you know?
Yes.
It's almost like we're invincible.
Should call Chase Rice tonight.
No, he should call me. His hair is growing out. Yeah, he's ready for a call. But, like, it's our world, and we can sort of do anything that we want to do.
Mm.
And, yes, I'm a married woman, and I can tag a cute guy.
You know what?
But then it gets so serious because you know, like, when the spy told my ex-boyfriend that we were trying to call, and
a lot of spies we have. You know what? We need to start, like, not letting anyone message us.
Yeah.
So then it's like we can never see message. I just, all these spies and all these people.
So we tagged this cute guy, and then his...
What? Life lessons.
I can't say it?
I was just going to say life lessons. Every person we've done something with...
Yes.
Has every person.
Yeah.
Even the one I boot camped off. You know, like I kicked off.
Yeah.
Everyone's got something negative to say about other people.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating to me, like this social experiment, because...
And there's... Oh, and the other thing is there's always two sides to every story.
No, I know. But that's the point, is that we have done... Like, but think of how you could ruin someone. That one comment is, like, in your head.
I do not remember.
Well, we know the one person we did something with, and they were like, well, I know this person, and they're like this.
Yes.
This next one, someone's like, I know, it was a long time ago. They're like, see, you know what I'm talking...
This one?
The one we had last week.
Said something about him?
Yeah, before. And she was like, see, told you I was right about that. And then this guy, another one comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And...
Well, guys are shady little characters. And we're aware of that. That's why we like to use them for their hotness.
One of them was a woman they were talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. So yes, fine.
Life lessons is that...
Is that...
You, uh-huh. I mean, not everyone's going to like you.
No.
And someone's going to hold a grudge against you.
Yeah.
And you have to really, like, center yourself in why you like that person without listening to other people, because people change. So if you're like, oh, that one person said they had this, you have no idea why they said that. And you can't think about it because that one little comment makes you kind of like, huh.
Yeah, so one person had said that this cute guy, there's more than... I'm just warning you, there's more to him than meets the eye. And Kat's like, do you want to find out? I go, no, I never want to meet this guy. It was just for fun.
I might want to find out.
Oh.
I mean, just curious.
Well, I mean, I feel like every ex has something to say about their ex. And I don't want to know if it's bad about, like, you know...
Well, there are exes for a reason.
It's truth. And the percentage of people that get separated and are still friends is
very minimal.
Minimal, marvelous when it happens, but minimal.
Minimal.
Yeah.
And I would also say that they are, I mean, it's very hard.
Well, and that's the crazy thing with the internet, too. Like, no matter who we have on. Like, it's like when they say, like, celebrities, who dated them before they were celebrities. Like,
just like that, I'm drunk.
Everyone's got a story about something. Like, even the guy tonight, somebody in the whole... He could be perfect, but somebody's like,
oh my God,
he's on the Kat and Nat show, but this happened to me. And that's another reason why my ex-boyfriend, Dan, when we were... He was going to come on, I was afraid of what stories he was going to tell.
He's not going to tell some. I mean, he's... Dan's down a little bit.
Yeah, well, he said that he is willing to come on.
Oh, no. Of course he is, because now I'm done.
I told you.
I was like, I'm going to get over
it. I said, you're playing this game. And he's like, now that I see what it's all about, he's like, I there's some stories I can tell. And then I'm like,
yeah, thank you.
But
you're saving this for there, because only our Late Night Live people know what's happening right now. And if you're not part of Late Night Live, you have to join it at catandnat.ca, because
June,
honestly,
is going to be out. Things are getting so complicated.
It's everyone's part. You know what? You have to sign up for June to find out if Dan is going to call. Because so at the top of the show, I'm gonna let them all know that now Dan wants back in, and we'll see what they say. It's not about what I say. Do they want Dan back in? You know, did he lose his chance?
I haven't known Dan since I was like 16. Like, I don't really notice. I know he makes me laugh, and I know that he's a nice guy, but he is a little bit of like no filter.
Good.
No, but I don't know what he's gonna say about me.
I could kick him off anytime.
That's true.
I'm very good at it. You know what I mean? I could kick him off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, total switch of gears, but I really do want to touch on one point before I get too shit-canned, is that I had a conversation with Sam today.
You're getting your period.
Why?
Your boobs are so big.
I'm wearing a bra. And yeah, it's a push-up bra, underwire.
But still.
Look at yours. They're the same size.
I'm wearing the biggest padded bra
of
the century.
Thank you. Me too. Feel. Yeah, it's in there. So, you know, we got asked a question yesterday, and it was, how do you get okay with yourself? And it wasn't even confident. How do you feel okay with yourself and love yourself, okay?
Okay.
And I said to Sam, I think we've said this before, I find that a very hard question because I find it a very privileged question. Yeah. She's like, regardless, Kat, there's a whole audience out there that struggles with that. Yep. And you're really lucky you don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's fair. I agree with that. But like, maybe you need to get more uncomfortable with yourself to gain your confidence, which means if you are still trying to find yourself, you got to get more uncomfortable to gain that confidence back. So if you're really like, how do you do it? Get really uncomfortable. Whether that's like, you know, when we shared the post today about like, we don't have to worry about our boys walking out and like stealing a bike without getting, like they could go steal a bike and they wouldn't get shot. You know what I mean? But if you had a different color skin, wouldn't be the same case. Was this an easy conversation for us to bring up? No. Was it one we had to have? Yes. And other women shouldn't have to thank us for that conversation.
No.
You know, so many women were like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That shouldn't have to be because moms are moms. Like we all love our kids the same. And I don't care what fucking color your skin you're is. You, no kid or no adult deserves to have that shit happen to them.
Yep.
But if you're comfortable and not confident, you got a problem.
Yeah.
If you're like just going through the motions and every day you feel the same way, don't you agree?
Oh, I mean, that's that. I mean, when the people say, how did you gain your confidence?
Yeah. So example, you told a story, which I totally forgot.
I'm forgetting to.
Your bathing suit. Your kids didn't know if you could swim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you took that shit off and wore, and you've never looked back.
Yeah, and
but you got uncomfortable.
Yes. And that, I mean, that has been, and especially I can remember so many times because I was a shy, anxious kid that I had so many of those moments in my life. Like, it wasn't like just one. It happened all the time when I knew, and my mom had no, like, she had no sympathy for it. She was just like, just move on. Just do it. You have absolutely no excuses. There's no excuses. You will do it no matter how you feel.
Right.
And every time I felt so accomplished after, you know, and so many times.
So like, if you're like, but how do I do it? Okay, you're ready. Here you go. If your fear is around your body, wear the dress you think you don't look good in. You know what? Go get your makeup done. Like, look your best in the dress so you're not like, don't set yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So go and like wash your hair, have a shower, buy the dress that fits you.
Yep.
Not the size that you want to fit you.
Very true.
Fucking dress that fits you. Buy a pair of jeans that fits you, not what you want to fit you. And then go and wear it. If shorts is your thing, if all these things are your thing, if talking to your mother-in-law is a thing and she causes you to be insecure, talk to her.
Ew.
Not me.
Of course not.
But like, I'm just saying, if you have to go to family, you know, once someone said to us, I go to family functions
mm-hmm.
and they make me feel really uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah.
I sit there and I don't feel enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, then you walk in and you go like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Look them in the eye and be like, how's it going?
100%.
And if they're like, they will not know what to do.
Yep.
Flip the fucking script.
Yeah. And then you have gained confidence and power in that situation, which is going to make you feel better. This is a great conversation and we're going to leave it here. I am just looking over the confessions for tonight's thing. And oh my
God. We're leaving?
Yes. We need a minute. I got to get the things ready and we have to be ready to go at 8 o'clock.
Okay. We only have 35 minutes. Kara?
No, that's great.
All right. Well, this is a shorty. I want to actually, before we go, there's a few things we need to talk about.
Okay.
We have a podcast webinar coming up. This will be right up your alley. It will teach you the how-tos. And if you're like, I don't know how to start it. I don't know what an RSS feed is. I don't even know where if I do it, where I go. You know, we had someone in our life named Allison Schaefer who had so much great information. And she didn't know. She was like, I'm going to start a podcast. But I don't know how. I'm like, start it. And you don't need all the things. Go to catnat.ca. It is now live available. It is available live for $39.99. You can sign up there. We have how to work with influencers and why they're important in your life.
Yes.
They get a bad rap, but they're super important in your brand.
Great and marketing tool, people.
If you align, you can actually kill it and really have a collaboration that blows your pants off.
I love blowing our pants off.
And if you want to join Late Night Live about all the juicy stories we're talking about.
Oh, June is going to be for sale.
Also at catnat.ca. Yeah. And our mastermind program is currently taking applications also at
Catnat.ca, baby.
You guessed it, which is really a small, intimate group where we beat the shit out of what is happening and why you aren't finding success where you are. It is inspiring. It is fun. It is like feel good. And most people leave saying, I will miss Tuesday nights with everybody.
I know, but I also have to say, like, I find that a lot of people, this is going to sound weird and crazy, but a lot of people who are like teach how to grow a business and how to be successful on social media
aren't actually successful.
They don't even have their own followings. And and maybe they don't want to be social media influencers. I get that. But if they're trying to grow their business, then how come they don't have a huge audience? I mean, I'd say we are successful influencers.
Like, you don't want to go to a hairdresser with bad hair.
No, and it's so true. So we're giving you our secrets. You know, we used to not really want to tell people, but now we're like,
because we were tired.
We were tired. We didn't have a time. We were doing all the things, but also because they were our secrets for a little while and we had to just keep growing ourselves. But now we've reached a place where we can share.
There you have it, babe, folks. I hate that word, just so you know.
Oh, you know what else I hate?
Folks.
Oh, there was another word. We're writing a book.
Yeah.
And we're working with an editor, and they said, go fetch the kids.
Hey, you hate that word.
We would never say fetch the kids. We'd say we grab them, or we go get them.
Right.
Never fetch.
Right. That's a.
You and I would never talk
there's
like
one more I don't like, too. Camera's gone.
Oh, there's probably tons.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I don't like folks.
Yeah, hey folks.
Hey folks. Guys, also you can find us on Instagram all damn day. Make sure you leave 5-star review and your thoughts on the podcast, what you want to hear more of, what you like, and thank you.
And your confessions.
And your confessions. Shit, we were supposed to. We just.
Yeah, no, but leave your confessions, your COVID confessions.
Is Lindsay collecting those now?
Yeah, and sexual confessions. Come to Instagram and put them. I mean, these confessions are good right now.
Natalie's very excited. We'll see y'all soon. And, oh, I know what I hate.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Stay safe.
Ugh.
I hate that.
I'm obviously going to do my best to stay safe.
And now my daughter, my little one's like, how do you spell stay safe? I'm like, no, it's got to go. That's like, you know, have a great flight. Okay. It's not up to me.
Or is it my brain?
I don't have a doorbell.
Well, that was my brain that just went ding.
It's time to go.
You're so right, though. I'm not going for danger.
Well, that's yes, you are.
Well,
but
yes.
Like, you know what I mean? If you are maybe jumping off Niagara Falls, stay safe.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
Okay. Good luck. You're dead.
Oh, you're not even dressed. Got it. She's not dressed yet. That's why we gotta go. We'll see y'all soon. Peace out. And you know what? Fuck yourself. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Go fuck yourself.